Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Why?
With Ben and Woods.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
That is outrageous.
On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, looks like I can report that a Tier 1 Corey Stewart is now awake and aware of my comments that that he looked like something the cat dragged in at Paul's wedding over the weekend on Zoom. Maybe I had just a blurry camera. Just he looked a little bleary to me. I'm sorry.
If the shoe fits, right? I mean, you know.
Three stories that make you shake your head are don't do this. First, though, a reminder that you can join the Fan Friday mornings at 10 a.m. for our virtual game of the week presented by Wingley Buddha-style chicken at Sinley Foods. Each week, the Fan's streaming a simulation of MLB The Show 20 at our Facebook page. Thanks to Wingley Buddha-style chicken at Sinley Foods, located at 4665 El Cajon Boulevard, for bringing baseball back to San Diego. Wingley Buddha-style chicken. It's a lifestyle, not a fad. Just a little don't do this to Matt Scraby, who unfortunately ended our winning streak.
Oh, way to go, Scraves.
On Friday, walk-off loss to the Giants with his lineup. So back to the drawing board there. I think it was a six-game winning streak?
Yep.
It's gone. So we'll have to start a new one coming up on Friday. All right, Woodsy, why don't you get us started? Don't do this. Where are
don't
we going
do
first?
This.
So I'm actually still in the process of unpacking this entire story, but I think I can give you the broad strokes here. Our buddy, Craig Calcaterra, he's on the show a lot. We love Craig. He's just a phenomenal, phenomenal guest. He's a really good writer, too, for NBC Sports, right? And so he wrote a story over the weekend about how Lenny Dykstra's reputation is so bad, he's impervious to libel. He cannot be sued for his reputation is so bad that they have ruled in a court of law, Ben, that he cannot be sued for libel. Like, it's so bad. So he writes that. Lenny goes off on him on Twitter. But the interesting thing, too, was did you see what happened to Dale Murphy? Did you see his big Twitter kind of rant? We just had Dale Murphy on our show a couple weeks ago, the great Dale Murphy. He tweets, last night my son was shot in the eye with a rubber bullet while peacefully protesting for justice for George Floyd. The story is not unique. Countless others have also experienced this use of excessive police force while trying to have their voices heard. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. So essentially, Lenny Dykstra responds on there. He also said, somebody had asked Lenny about this, and he said, F him and his loser kid, talking about Dale Murphy. So Lenny Dykstra clearly on one this morning. And just doing what Lenny Dykstra does. But I found that article by Craig so fascinating, Ben. The legal precedent here that Craig wrote about. I just
imagine not liking Dale Murphy.
Like, it's like not liking you.
I mean, when
you.
I was a
it's
kid,
the same thing.
I didn't like Dale Murphy because he used to torment the Padres. But then when you just see that he's just a really kind and sweet man. And his son was out there trying to promote positive change. And he gets shot by a rubber bullet, and that's Lenny Dykstra's response?
Yeah. F him and his stupid kid, or whatever. Oh, my Lord. Lenny doing what Lenny does.
I would advise Craig Calcaterra not to get into Twitter beef with Lenny Dykstra.
Right, he's a good guy. I trust him.
So he says, the legal opinion that came out on Friday says, given the aforesaid litany of stories concerning Dykstra's poor and mean-spirited behavior, particularly towards various groups, including racial minorities, women, and the LGBTQ community, this court finds that, as a matter of law, the reference cannot induce an evil opinion of Dykstra in the minds of right-thinking persons or deprive him of their friendly intercourse in society, as that evil opinion has long existed. His reputation has been garbage for so long.
So basically you're saying that someone has so little credibility that they can't do any damage.
Correct.
If they say something bad about you.
Yes.
But if everyone already knows that his opinion is such garbage, you can't actually cause any damage to the person that you're saying anything about.
That's exactly right.
Other than you getting mad.
It's so bad.
I get that. All right, let's see. Here's my story.
Don't do this.
Los Angeles Chargers linebacker Kazir White has been charged with reckless driving in Los Angeles. TMZ Sports reporting that he was accused of driving like a maniac earlier this year. The 24-year-old stopped in Orange County on March 14th, finally charged. Specific details a little unclear, but says he was going over 100 miles an hour, making unsafe turning movements while on the road. Woody, have you ever driven over 100?
Yeah.
You have on the freeway. So you could, this could be you.
Could be.
I don't think I've ever gotten to 100.
Shocker.
Even on like those desert
highways. You've never rented a car and said, let's see what this bad boy's got
in
it. No, really? Oh, man.
Maybe 90-something, but 100?
I think I've set the cruise for 100 on a drive to Vegas or in on the drive to Arizona.
I'm just so nervous that there's going to be a cop. I mean, you know they have that sign that says patrolled by aircraft. And then they time you between like bridges, so they can average your miles per hour. They know, and then someone's just waiting a few miles up,
right,
to give you a ticket.
Your sweet kid.
What?
Your sweet kid.
Patrolled by aircraft.
Yep.
I see the sign. Keeps me in line, Woods.
I hear you. This one was pretty interesting over the weekend. Chris Martin Palmer is a former ESPN reporter, and he's getting absolutely dragged right now. So the original tweet, May 28th, 2020. There's a picture of something burning down. It's obviously in a protest. And he says, burn that S down. Burn it all down. Okay, big fan of public discourse. Well, the next tweet from Chris Martin Palmer says, they just attacked our sister community down the street. It's a gated community. They tried to climb the gates. They had to beat them back. Then destroyed a Starbucks and now are in front of my building. Get these animals the F out of my neighborhood. Go back to where you live. And so, now they're animals at this point. You got to be careful, man. You got to be careful about what you tweet because it doesn't look good, Ben. If you say burn it all down, but I want you to burn it all down somewhere else that doesn't affect me. It doesn't work that way.
You have to be consistent.
It's hypocritical.
And, yeah, I mean, take the NFL and their statement. And we can talk about this a little bit later. In fact, I think we scheduled it for the 8 o'clock hour.
Oh, but my God.
When the NFL is coming out and saying and trying to be supporting of the change and supporting
peaceful protests.
They're saying, you know, we support these peaceful protests. Yet
since when?
Yet when Colin Kaepernick took a knee, you know, he hasn't been able to get a job in the NFL since then. It really rings hollow, your support of protests. When push comes to shove, when it's in your neighborhood, hey, I support all these protests that are happening in other neighborhoods. But when it comes to their neighborhood, the NFL neighborhood, they weren't nearly as supportive of those protests.
That's how it usually works, unfortunately.
That's what you're talking about with that story.
Yeah.
It's like it's fine in someone else's neighborhood.
Yeah, as long as it's not
but
here.
But when it comes to your neighborhood, it's a different story.
Yep.
That's Don't Do This for a Monday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Speaking of your neighborhood, our friend Craig Elston, the protests were literally in his neighborhood of La Mesa. And Craig was out with the teams, which I thought was one of the great things I saw this weekend. Here in San Diego, other places around the country, were the number of people who went out just, you know, to donate their time to clean up. The morning after the protests and the riots and the looting that took place to clean up their community. And let me reiterate something I said earlier. 99% of people who were out protesting this weekend did so very peacefully.
Yep.
And behaved very responsibly and did not cause problems for other members of their community. Now, when you have millions of people doing that across the country, and 1% are maybe some bad actors or have worse motivations, that's still going to be, you know, tens of thousands of people that are acting bad. It's going to look really bad on TV, on cameras. It's going to look like there's a lot of people. But remember, that is just a small percentage of the people that were out there. Most people are like Craig. Most people's hearts are in the right place. They just want to help. They want things to get better. They want society to be more fair for everyone. They want our communities to be stronger.
Yeah.
And I saw so much of that over this weekend that when you peel it back and really look at who we are as a people, it's inspiring.
It's way more good than bad.
It really is.
Way more good than bad.
It really is. So we're going to get Craig's opinion firsthand of what was going on here locally. That is coming up next, so stay tuned. Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.